This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. As civilians in Ukraine bear the brunt of Russian artillery attacks, the White House announced that U.S. President Joe Biden will head to Brussels next week to coordinate deterrence and defense efforts with NATO allies. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
The United Nations says that more than 3 million people have now fled Ukraine as of the 20th day of the Russian invasion. The White House, meanwhile, announced President Joe Biden will head to Europe to continue consultations with allies. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The president will travel to Brussels, Belgium later this month, where he will join an extraordinary NATO summit on March 24th to discuss ongoing deterrence and defense efforts in response to Russia's unprovoked and unjustified attack on Ukraine, as well as to reaffirm our ironclad commitment to our NATO allies.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is set to address a joint session of the United States Congress on Wednesday. Experts note that Zelensky's address to the British Parliament had a significant impact and moved some members to tears. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The prime ministers of Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovenia traveled to the embattled capital, Kiev, and met with President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday in a show of support for the Ukraine, even as bombardment by Russian military edged closer to the center of the city. Zelensky posted a video on Facebook of him sitting around a table with the leaders and some other officials, briefing them on war developments. He expressed gratitude for their visit, calling it a powerful testimony of support. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations says nearly 3 million Ukrainians have left their country since Russia's invasion nearly a month ago in Europe's biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Most fled to neighboring countries, but increasingly many are moving farther westward. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has the story from Paris.
9, 5, 7, 2. The train from Stuttgart is pulling into the Gare de l'Est train station in northern Paris, one of several arriving daily with a new influx of Ukrainian refugees.
You want to go by yourself?
Yeah.
Are you alone?
Anastasia Stadozhitska and her mother, Maria, are speaking to Red Cross workers here who greet the new arrivals. The two women have just made a marathon journey.
We come from Kiev. The day when the TV tower was attacked, we go to Lviv. We spend, I think, a week in Lviv at our friends in safety, and then we go to Berlin, and then we go to Paris. Well, it's a strange story, really. It's a strange picture. Just to travel around the Europe because of one strange guy in the world.
The guy she's referring to is Russian President Vladimir Putin, whose forces attacked Kyiv's radio station 2 weeks ago. His invasion has created a widening humanitarian crisis. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. Senate approved a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent across the country next year, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Sunshine Protection Act was approved unanimously. That included support from Florida Republican Marco Rubio.
Pardon the pun, but this is an idea whose time has come.
Daylight saving time was first adopted as a wartime measure in 1942.
Cutting back on the sun during the fall and winter is a drain on the American people.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey says studies show clock changes back and forth affect mood and health. He points out the mood change since the switch to daylight saving time.
It's sunshine and smiles. We've only had daylight savings time so far for 2 days, but all across the country, people are out in the evening with the extra daylight.
Nearly a dozen states across the country have already standardized daylight saving time. This bill moves on to the House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Recapping the top news, U.S. President Joe Biden will make his first visit to Europe since the invasion of Ukraine to discuss the crisis with NATO allies next week. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.